Podcast, and we are now live.
Great. Thank you, Camille. Good evening or good afternoon, everyone. Today is September 22nd, 2020. I call this LTD Board of Directors Special Meeting to order. We'll do a quick roll call. Caitlin Vargas. She is here. I think she was not able to unmute, but I'll call her here. Joshua Scove.
Here.
Don Norden. I don't believe I saw Don. So moving on to Stephen Yet.
Present.
Emily Secord. I don't believe I saw her either. But we do have a quorum. So I, Carl Ye, am also here too. So we have myself, Caitlin, Josh, and Stephen present today. I just have some quick comments. We have made it in a certain sense. We got through the wildfires, many of us did, hopefully. And the smoke is cleared, the air is more breathable, and I think it's time to be thankful and grateful for our situation. I recognize that not everyone across the country, and on the West Coast at least, is completely free of wildfire dangers or situations, not even necessarily in our area too. There is still some hardship, but I just want to recognize that things are a little better. And I know it's probably a little bit of an old joke, but we're finally back to our COVID situation and to some degree. And so that is actually in some ways a relief. So thank you for everyone for, you know, making it despite everything. AJ, as the general manager, do you have any comments? I know AJ's mic was working earlier.
Sorry, yes, it is. Apologies. I was just giving a friendly reminder to Don Norn, so he'll be logging on shortly.
Oh, excellent. Thank you for doing that, AJ.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I do not have any comments, but thank you, Carl.
No problem. And then next, any announcements and additions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, let's go ahead and move to the audience participation. So this part of the agenda is reserved for members of the public to address the board on any issue. Before I read it out, I just want to make sure, Camille, do we have anyone who is planning on giving testimony today?
Yes, it looks like I have one hand up.
Great, so I'll go ahead and read this notice, everyone. So to indicate, as actually some of you figured it out, to indicate that you would like to provide testimony, please use the raise your hand button. If you're attending by phone, you just press *9 on your button to achieve, on your phone to achieve the same thing of raising your hand. When it is your time to speak, your name will be called. For those who are attending by phone, the last four digits of your phone number will be called. When you're on, please state your name, your city of residence, and who you are representing for the audio record. Once you have provided testimony, your hand will be lowered. Please don't raise it again because we're only providing one opportunity to speak per person. For those who are unable or not wanting to speak publicly, the testimony can be provided via email to clerk@ltd.org. And we do read those. We receive those on occasion. And public testimony is limited to 3 minutes per community member. A timer is actually going to be displayed on the screen. It will beep when 3 minutes are up. I won't be giving you an audible warning beforehand, but I will let you know when your 3 minutes are up. So with that, Camille, I'll go ahead and let you call the first person.
Bear with me one moment here.
No,
I have to stop my share. My display went away. The first person I have is John Gangle. John, go right ahead.
Hi, my name is John Gangle. I live in Eugene, Oregon. I'm here to represent the ATU 757. And I'm going to actually read a statement from Bill Bradley, who was unable to be here tonight. Dear LTD Board of Directors, ATU 757 is excited to be addressing you this evening. The package that will be presented to you tonight shows a level of respect for the frontline workers we've been seeking since March. The package as presented will serve as the definitive beginning of a new partnership between LTD and ATU 757. When we look into the past, ATU partnered with community leaders in Portland when Rose City Transit was on the precipice of bankruptcy. They went down to Oregon Legislature in March of 1969 to lobby for the creation of mass transportation districts. In 1970, this legislation ultimately allowed LTD to come into existence when the Emerald transportation system shut down. As LTD embarks on its 50th year of existence, with 48 of those years working with ATU, we have a chance to create a new partnership that will lead Eugene out of this current pandemic and rebuild a better transit system to serve our community. Our labor contract was called the Partnership Agreement until 2004. This term ended after the strike settled the contract in 2005, but ATU's desire is to get back to the spirit of what once was, two parties working hand in hand to better serve our community. This work is truly beginning in earnest back in March of 2020. The impact of COVID-19 on the world and our workplace cannot be denied. It truly could have splintered our two parties. Early and continuous communication between ATU and LTD created the bedrock of LTD's response to the COVID-19 pandemic in our community. The early flexibility granted by ATU allowed LTD to respond quickly to an ever-changing situation while also creating work that helped LTD retain more of the highly qualified staff when the 2020-2021 budget created the need for the largest layoff in the history of Lane Transit District. That moment could have been a serious point of division between our two organizations. Instead, LTD and ATU went to the Oregon legislature to advocate for additional flexibility in the use of stiff dollars. This effort ultimately paid off in the passage of Senate Bill 1601. The leaders of both organizations continue their discussion on how to bring back the members that were laid off as quickly and prudently as possible, while also recognizing the incredibly difficult work that was being performed by those that remained in the last 6 months. These frontline workers kept showing up into an unknown and potentially unsafe environment, sometimes going to extreme measures to ensure their own safety and their family's safety when they would return home. The amount of stress this created in the workforce was unprecedented. As frontline workers, the safety of our homes was not available to allow us to continue to earn a living, necessitating the risk to continue reporting in person every day.
Well, Mr. Gangle, I'm sorry, the 3 minutes are up, but we do have a copy of the testimony, so we do have that, so we will make sure to definitely read it and know that we can, in our minds, finish it out for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you again, Mr. Gangle, for taking the time to speak with us today. Camille, do we have the next person?
I am not showing anyone else at this time.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you very much. And thank you to the members of the public who are here today, as well as the other LTD employees. Moving on, we are at the executive session part. So I'm going to read this out to the audience. So the LTD Board of Directors will meet in a non-executive non-public session pursuant to ORS 192.6602D to conduct deliberations with persons designated by the governing body to carry on labor negotiations. A separate Zoom webinar link has been provided under separate cover to representatives of the news media and designated staff allowed to attend the executive session. Representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on any of the deliberations during the executive sessions, except to state the general subject of the sessions as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. The executive session is expected to last approximately 35 minutes. The meeting will return to public session at the end of the executive session. So the next step is for me to ask for a motion to move into executive session.
So moved.
Thank you, Josh. So is there a second?
A second, Emily.
Great, thank you, Emily. So moved by Josh, seconded by Emily to move into executive session. All those in favor, I'm just gonna do it by consensus. Please signify by saying yes or aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Great, I think I heard everybody. So motion approved. So we will now move into executive session. And so Camille, we were all sent that link already?
Yes, it was sent to you just a few minutes ago. Perfect. So. Just to explain, and just to make sure no one's confused, this meeting is going to continue running. All of the relevant parties for the executive session use the link that I just sent you to go to that meeting. and then you will return to this meeting when you're done with the executive session. And if any of you need me to resend the link, text me. Carl has that information. So all the rest of any community members or staff that are in this meeting, just sit tight. Everybody will return in about a half an hour.
Perfect. That's kind of an approximation of what would happen in a real, if we were all in person.
Right. And there is Carl, there is an action item when we return, and that is the reason Camille will stay on this meeting to leave this live for anyone waiting.
Understood. Thank you, AJ. Great. So with that, everyone go ahead and log off and log on to the new meeting site. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. Just letting you know that some of us are returning back to the main meeting. It'll just take a few moments while we log back in. Thank you for your patience. Hey, Josh, would you mind making a motion when people return to move us back into public session?
Sure.
Thank you. Hopefully it'll just be a few more, or maybe less than a minute when everyone rejoins us.
We're waiting still for Emily and Don, is that right?
Looks like it. I guess I was wrong. It's been more than a minute. Hey, we got Dawn. I think Emily is probably not far behind.
just so I get the verbiage right when she joins, I am moving that we return to public session.
That works.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Second.
Oh.
That was just a practice.
Oh.
Sorry.
But you're on the ball, Caitlin.
I'm so excited.
On that cusp.
Yeah, sorry. My intonation was ambiguous. It wasn't clear that it was a question. So thank you for your support.
I was thinking Emily was your go-to seconder. That's why I was thinking, I was expecting as soon as Emily popped in. Oh,
Caitlin's just as fast.
Yeah.
As we now know.
Actually, maybe making a motion to move us back into public session is a way to summon Emily.
Should we try? Let's try. I mean, just in the interest of time, do you guys, Carl,
let me check with Camille to see. Camille, I don't know if you can hear me, but is Emily having any trouble getting back in?
I resent her the link. I haven't heard anything from her, but you do have a quorum, so you could make the motion.
Let me check with her really quick.
Just to rejoin public, but you would want to wait on her probably to make the...
Yeah, I don't want to...
For your action item.
Since she was at the last session, I don't want to exclude her. And she actually did come in. I failed to mention that she did come in partway through the public session too. How about we give her one more minute? And then we'll see if Josh's motion will summon Emily. There have been weirder incantations.
Sure. I appreciate the use of incantation, Carl. I feel like Netflix has made me very knowledgeable about witchcraft and magic in recent years, so good vocab on
it. Is that something from Stranger Things or is a show I don't know about?
And I mean, it's just in the water nowadays, everywhere.
If you say Emily's name three times, that might do the trick too.
Emily?
How do you know Emily just didn't pass out from the shock of us ending on time for something? Hope she's okay.
So passive aggressive of you, Caitlin.
Oh, you picked up on that?
I did.
I think that was aggressive. do you want me to just...
Yeah, go ahead. I think we've given... Yeah, let's go ahead and keep it going.
All right. I hereby move that we return to public session.
Second.
Thank you. So moved by Josh to move back to public session, seconded by Caitlin. We'll just do a voice vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
You're an aye, Don? Just checking.
Aye.
Good. Okay. That's everyone here. So just for the records, for the visual record, I'm Carl Yeh, I'm president. Josh Gove is present. Don Norden, Caitlin Vargas, and Stephen Yet are all present. We still have a quorum. Emily Secord was actually had joined us in the public session previously and was present for the executive session, but for whatever reason, she has not rejoined us yet. I'd like to go ahead and move to the last item of our meeting agenda, which is approval of the Lane Transit District ATU labor contract. And AJ, go ahead.
Yes, and so to me, today the board was briefed on the ATU and LTD COVID-19 labor contract, and both parties have reached a tentative agreement, and based on the board's briefing and the information we provided about how the process went throughout, today we're asking the board of directors to consider approving that agreement.
Thank you very much, AJ. I noticed that Emily has now joined us. Welcome, Emily. And I wanted to put out there to see if there were any comments, or I would also approve or accept a motion. I'll just throw out, I was very glad the parties were able to come to an agreement, and I appreciate the work that both parties had put into reaching the agreement. And I think I'll leave it at that for now.
Yeah, I agree, and I feel like it was in the spirit of John Gangle's comments and reading Bill Bradley's letter at the beginning. So really collaborative, so deeply appreciated.
Yeah, would you like to make a motion, Josh?
Sure. I move adoption of LTD resolution number 2020-09-22-058. It's hereby resolved that the LTD Board of Directors adopts the COVID-19 contract between Lane Transit District and the Amalgamated Transit Union as discussed in executive session.
Great, is there a second? I believe Stephen seconded it. So Josh has moved for adoption of the contract. Stephen has seconded it. We'll do a roll call vote. Starting with Caitlin Vargas.
Aye.
Josh Scove.
Aye.
Don Norden.
Aye.
Stephen Yet.
Aye.
Emily Secord.
Aye.
And I, Carl Ye, vote aye as well. So motion passes. Congratulations, everyone. And if I may say, I really... there were elements I think that hopefully were very valuable to all both parties, and I believe there were. So with that,
Just really fast, I guess we should just say for the public record, for the members of the public, just that we are deferring to the union to make the first announcement or to work with us on a joint announcement. So the details will be fully in the public domain soon.
Definitely. So noted too. Great. Well, with that, there's no more business for today. So thank you very much for everyone for spending time with us today. Please stay safe and healthy. I will look forward to seeing you at the next LTD meeting. This meeting is now adjourned. Take care, everybody.